Well, I'm even more offensive than I originally thought.
What are you talking about?
It's 94.9 Mix FM. Greg and Mrs. Grant, friends of ours, gave us an old cow skull.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, you know, one of these things you see, it's bleached white from being out in the sun. And the horns are kind of brownish in color.
Right.
It looks pretty cool. And I don't know what to do exactly with it yet, but it looks cool. And so we were thinking that maybe we'd hang it up in the house because we have like this old adobe place. So it kind of fits in with the aesthetic. You know what I mean?
Right.
And a friend of mine's wife is a strict vegan. And I didn't think that was even going to be a thing until she dropped by the other day, saw the skull, and asked why on earth we would have such a thing in our house. And at first I thought she was just kind of joking around.
Right.
But she literally said she might never come to our house anymore if we keep that thing around.
Are you kidding?
She found it like really disturbing because she's a very strict vegan, believes in, you know, taking care of the animals and all that stuff. And I don't hate animals, but I kind of like eating them.
Yeah, well, and it wasn't like you were there when the cow saw its demise.
Right, we weren't the ones who ended it.
Right.
And she knows we eat meat, and we know that she's vegan, and that's never been a big deal before. But I guess seeing evidence of the animal that's no longer living kind of messed with her.
Wow, I never thought of it like that.
I hadn't either, Mrs. G. Yeah. And apparently she's not the only one because a professor in England wants us to all stop using meat and animal-related sayings. So if you've ever said that you're bringing home the bacon or you killed two birds with one stone.
Are you kidding me?
She says, stop doing that because it's anti-animal.
Does she have a recommendation?
Yes. She says feed the birds with one scone instead of kill two birds with one stone. You feed two birds with one scone, S-C-O-N-E.
Yeah, she's from the UK.
Well, yes. Don't take the bull by the horns. Instead, you should take the flower by the thorns. Instead of saying there's more than one way to skin a cat, you could say there's more than one way to peel a potato.
Oh, yeah, it has the same impact. What?
Well, it took me so long to get my cliches down and remember when to use them, so I'll probably keep saying those offensive things for a while because it's going to take me a while to retrain my brain.
Just well, make things up.
What do you think?
Just make things up. My family did somewhere along the lines.
How are you? How do you know that's not going to be offensive somewhere? Like, give me an example.
Geez, oh, Pete.
Well, see, if your name's Pete, you might not like that.
I suppose. My daughter called me one day and said, hey, Mom, so where did Geez, oh, Pete come from? And I said, my mom. And she got it from her mom. Why? And she said, because I say it and people are like, where did that come from? And I said, right. So it came from our family. And she said, so this isn't something that like everybody says? And I said, no. It's kind of just us.
Yeah. So you can say it.
Sure.
But they might look at you funny.
Well, that's okay. That happens all the time for me. I live in that space.
Take the flower by the thorns.